Lastly, we have scleroderma neonatorum, which is also a disease of the neonate. But in this condition, typically the panniculitis is associated with a gravely ill preterm neonates in the first week of life, manifesting in the form of diffuse hardening of the skin and the subcutaneous tissue in which the skin cannot be pitted or picked up or pinched into fold. Due to extensive fat necrosis, and it is associated with the high mortality, the mortality being up to 75%. Such infants are either premature or there is placental insufficiency, and they are severely ill, as in septicemia and other disseminated infections, congenital heart disease, pneumonia, diarrhea, dehydration, intestinal obstruction, other congenital developmental defects. Both of these diseases, that is scleroderma neonatorum and subcutaneous fat necrosis newborn, present in the same age, but the difference is in the severity and associated conditions. In scleroderma neonatorum, the child is gravely ill, the prognosis is poor, and there is extensive necrosis in the subcutaneous fat. Usually the disease or the manifestation begin on the buttocks and thighs, but rapidly extend to involve the entire skin surface with exception of palm, soles and genitalia. When the skin is examined, it is very hard in consistency, neither can be pitted and nor can be pinched, yellowish white in color, often with purplish mottling. Immobility of the extremities and the face shows mask-like expression due to intense hardening of the skin. Overall prognosis is poor. In the histopathology, we can see that the subcutaneous fat adipocytes are totally necrosed with minimal inflammatory infiltrate. Compared to the subcutaneous fat necrosis, जिसमें आपको fat necrosis भी मिलती है, inflammatory infiltrate भी ज़्यादा मिलता है, उसमें radially arranged जो है वो आपको कहता है कि refractile clefts मिलते हैं adipocytes में. The treatment is mainly directed to the underlying disease. Repeated exchange transfusion may substantially reduce the mortality.